Welcome to Dish Nation! Pam Grier is serving up that sexy senior citizen striptease, and you won't believe who's teaching her how to drop it low.
And Delta Burke said nothing could make her skinny, not even drugs, honey. We'll get into that.
Also, Kim Kardashian hates sleeves, and no, I'm not talking about clothes. We'll dish on that, but first, Jesse, what's going on?
So, guys, well, this is some good old school R&B music trivia. Did y'all know the song Promise by Jagged Edge was written for former Destiny's Child member, LaTavia Roberson?
No.
Well, during an interview, LaTavia revealed why her then-boyfriend J.E. group member, Brandon Casey, wrote a whole lullaby just for her. Listen to this.
Oh, you and LaTavia was allegedly kicked off the
Well, they
tour
tried
bus.
To kick LaTavia and her mom off the bus.
Oh.
And so Jagged stood up for them. And during that time, my mom was a chaperone. So Brandon at the time was my boyfriend. And then I'm all torn in between the two. So I'm up in the lobby crying. And then we got to go. But my mom took my cell phone. Like, I couldn't talk to Brandon or anything. And they went in the studio. And LaTavia's calling me and my grandmother's house. She's like, girl, I'm crying. He wrote a song about you, girl. You got to hear it. And then I heard it and
I love that song.
Me too. I love it. But if I was her, I'd be very offended.
Why?
Because he should have promised her a job. She lost her job. Hell. So that's what he should have.
But what job was he going to give her?
Well, he should have found her something. She got fired off of Destiny Insurance.
Yeah, well, R&B is hard, man. Music's hard. Like, yeah, I mean, he was in a group. He couldn't just spike a woman into Jagged Edge.
Where he spiked the song, honey, spike her a job. Promise me a job.
Well, remember, so she spiked herself another job. Her and LaToya had started another group, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't do well, but
well, yeah.
They started one.
Yeah, fine.
Has anybody ever written any love song about y'all?
Oh, several, darling.
Oh.
I know that's right, Brett.
All right, honey.
All right, can somebody check on Snoop Dogg?
Wait, what? Was it a rap song?
Oh, girl.
By an athlete?
Love songs, rap songs.
Wait, which one?
I don't tell.
Which ones do we know?
I mean, you know.
Just one bar from?
Shorty Like Mine.
Bow Wow song?
I wrote that.
Oh.
Period.
Yeah.
Wait, so you wrote it about yourself? Period, self-love.
Well, somebody better check on Snoop Dogg because his childhood crush, 75-year-old Pam Grier, is prepping to hit the pole with Cardi B for a new movie. The OG Foxy Brown sat down with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live to spill the tea about her and Cardi's new strip joint blockbuster in the works. Listen to this.
I really wanted to work with her, and it could be in maybe 2 years at the theater because I'm now learning how to pole dance, and it's taken a minute, but it's a lot of fun. But it's a wonderful story. I don't want to give it away, but it's perfect for her because she's a great mom.
Pole dancer mom with a heart of gold?
I'm the pole dancer.
All right.
And she teaches me.
All right.
Ooh, I'd love to see her shake her tail feather on the pole.
I love Pam Grier, honey. We used to see all her movies growing up. My mom used to take us to the movie.
Yeah.
Black Mama, White Mama, Foxy Brown.
She was
Coffee.
The one.
She was the ha-ha, honey.
Yes.
Miss Pam Grier.
Have you guys seen her in Them right now on Prime?
Nah.
She's doing really, really good on that series.
No.
You know? How do you watch everything, Jesse?
You got all the subscriptions in your car, too, huh?
Have you already seen this movie?
Because you can turn on the TV in the Tesla. Do you watch your front TV and when the car's in park?
Yeah.
You watch the movies in the car.
That's impressive.
Do you sleep?
That's where to do it. Yo, at 75 years old, like, you know, Pam Grier still kind of got it together.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
I love another. That's what we need is we need another movie about a stripper with a heart of gold who's a single mother.
Yeah.
Well, she ain't no damn
at this point,
mom.
That kid should be grown, man.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
At 75,
is
kid should be 40.
Is she adopting the child?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens in 2 years, child. She said the movie will be ready in 2 years.
Okay, all right. Moving on, Designing Women actress Delta Burke tried something a little harder than Ozempic when it came to losing weight.
Uh-oh.
Okay, on a recent podcast, Delta recalled a time back in the 80s when she used, get ready, crystal meth. I'm serious. To help her drop a few pounds, she explained that she started taking pills called Black Beauties that suppressed her appetite for 5 days at a time.
That's Ozempic back then.
That's exactly. But then she built up a tolerance to it, so she tried crystal meth as a substitute, and instead of snorting them, she would put them in her cranberry juice. Y'all stay away from Mama's cocktail.
Wow. Why didn't she start with Crystal Light first? Because that was big in the 80s. Like, drink that, and then work your way to the other stuff. Like, good grief.
Yeah.
But she booked jobs because she was heavier, I thought.
But she was designing women, honey. I used to love on that.
But I do remember as a kid, like, they was always, like, you know, jabbing at her about her weight in different tabloids back then. And you see that enough. I'm sure it, like, weighs heavy on you. So you'll try anything.
Yeah.
Crap, what's that? What's that word?
Dextroamphetamine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it's, that's what she was taking.
Really? Dextroamphetamine?
And they call that Black Beauty. That's crazy.
I've heard of it before. I had no idea it was related to crystal meth.
Absolutely love them.
But I bet you, like, mad celebrities back then was doing, like, random stuff to lose weight, whether it be, like, Black Beauties.
Yeah. Crack.
Yeah.
Some of the models only ate a bite of a cracker for food every day.
That's right.
Well, it looks like Kim Kardashian is a picky coffee drinker. During an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel, Kim shared that she has the cardboard sleeve removed from her coffee cup before drinking it because she hates the sound of cardboard. She said, I hate the feeling, like the sound. So whoever is with me will take off the sleeve while I'm not looking. I can't see it being done, or I can't hear it, and I can't feel it. Like the cardboard getting moved off the cup is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
What does she do when an Amazon package comes?
This is the most, I mean.
The little cardboard piece to be on.
Most of the stuff in Amazon would always be cardboard.
What kind of life do you live when someone's got to sneak your cardboard sleeves off your coffee cup?
And she can't hear it. So you got to tip away and try to hurry up
and
get it off.
Maybe she has a phobia to cardboard?
I don't know.
Who knows, honey?
See, I would just make more cardboard be around at all times. Just because you're going to have to get over it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's like real problems out here. And like that is your social ick.
I love the sound of cardboard because that means I got a package that came in, you know?
She's not going to like that song. She was stealing them packages from Ray J's house when she was working for him.
Oh, Gary.
There we go.
I mean, but is there like a sound that drives y'all crazy? I mean, like the classic one for me, nails on a chalkboard every lap.
I got a sound I
wait,
hate.
What sound do you hate?
When you're watching porn. No! It drives me crazy.
You was watching it at the radio station the other day.
What?
Yeah, but and them sounds was coming
and you complained about it.
I was like, Gary!
Radio station?
Well, it came on my phone.
He's sitting next to me.
Yeah, I get it. I like how Gary just said it came on his phone. Like
Gary, you have a
you sure it came on your phone?
1930s. You got the first Motorola phone flip.
Yeah. It came on. Brad, like, what are you listening to?
It was so aggravating. So I do understand. Somebody around you is watching porn. Turn it down and put on some headphones.
I hate that.
Did it sound like a guy stabbing another guy?
No. It was a woman. That's why I was surprised.
Wow.
You dirty dog.
I know.
I hate this. I hate this.
We learn something new every day. All right. Up next, did a celebrity's mom try to get them canceled?
Ooh.
We'll explain that to you after the break.
Jesse.
R.I.P. Jesse Boo.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, besides being a popular character actor, Patrick Warburton is an in-demand voice actor. In fact, he's been providing the voice of Joe Swanson on The Family Guy for 25 years.
Wow.
Well done. Nice. But Patrick's conservative parents hate the show, even though he gives them money he earns from it.
Of course.
He said, let me see if I get my best Patrick going. He says, my mother belonged to the American Television Council, and they were trying to get the show canceled. I was helping support my parents with the money. This is the greatest irony. That was an okay Patrick Warburton. You've got to know what he sounds like.
That was more like
him
when he played the Tick.
Right, Spoon. Yeah, that was his work right there.
Yeah.
You saw that too, Jesse?
That's old school, yeah. You haven't
that's
seen
late 90s.
Okay. Dude, that is messed up to give your folks money and they trying to get your show canceled?
And what's the likelihood of your mom being on the same committee that's like responsible for bringing down shows?
Right.
Have you guys ever worked on anything that your folks didn't like?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Like what?
I think this is the first job my mama liked.
Really?
What job she hate the most?
She would hate when I would like tell jokes and I would talk about Zuzu all the time, and that's just a word we use to describe a man's downstairs.
Did she know what that meant like beforehand, or she thought
Zuzu
was
a dude? Yeah, it's a word we use in Creole. And she thought I was still a virgin, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sad.
That's sad.
She should be real disappointed.
Yeah, she hated my guts.
Oh, dang.
But look at you now.
Right.
Oh, yes, Lord.
No longer a virgin, but I'm on Dish Nation.
Hey.
Help us,
Speaking
Lord.
Speaking of casting couches.
Well, and after, Tanner, that was so dark. Well, Anne Hathaway is talking about how far the film industry has come in the past 20 years. She told V Magazine that in the early 2000s, many actors, including her, were required to kiss other actors to test for chemistry.
Oh.
She said, I was told, we have 10 guys coming today in your cast, okay? So aren't you excited to make out with all of them? And I thought, is there something wrong with me? Because why wasn't I excited? I thought it sounded gross. Oh. Of course, fans are wondering what movie this was, but the casting directors from The Princess Diaries and Brokeback Mountain both denied that it happened on their films. Mm. Dang, so what film would it be?
I don't know. Devil Wears Prada, she kissed anybody in that? I haven't seen that movie.
She did have a love interest there.
Okay.
Yeah, she did have a love interest.
But I would have loved Brokeback Mountain. I mean, that was a good movie.
But she wasn't getting her back broke on that.
Exactly.
In that movie,
but so for me, it would have been great.
Mm-hmm. But it is part. Wild to be like a casting dude, be like, hey, what you doing later on? You want to come kiss Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, like come on, that's crazy. Like, did you ever have to do this, Tanner? Did
no,
you ever
it's
have
inconceivable.
To test drive
it's absolutely inconceivable.
But
yeah,
doesn't it depend on how you test drive in the mouth, though? I mean,
yeah. I don't know how you test drive a mouth, but it's like when you're the lead of a film like this, and they say that they're going to bring in people, like they're testing out scenes. They're not testing out your ability to make out on camera.
And they're testing out like how you read, on camera.
Yes.
Yeah, the kissing is kind of,
They throw you in the scene, and it's not like they bring you out there and they, like, you have your pages and she's got her pages, and you're about to act across from each other, and it's like they begin making out fiendishly.
See,
that's
how
it goes.
I kiss Gary. I tongue Tana down. You know what I'm saying? That's different.
Oh, so you kiss me and tongue him? Oh.
What? Wait, what?
She would kiss me, but she would
really
tongue
leveled
him.
Up. The Haitian Princess Diaries, real quick. I'm blushing. Is it hot in here? Jeez.
Oh my God. You sweating.
I am sweating.
Oh my God.
It must be the blonde. Ooh. Even Trevor was looking at me a little different when I came in.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Up next. Up next, could Queen Latifah have a side hustle as a script doctor? Ooh. We've got the deets right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey.
Yes, y'all. Hey. Eugene Levy recently shared that Queen Latifah is the one to credit for his iconic lines from their hit movie, Bringing Down the House. Take a look.
Boy, you are some kind of freaky.
Oh, you have no idea. You got me straight tripping, boo.
That came from Queen Latifah. They had lines written, kind of the hip-hop kind of stuff that was written in the script. First scene, I had to do that. I was looking at the lines. I don't know. I felt there was something. I just felt uncomfortable. And I happened to go up to her and said, this is what I'm supposed to say in the scene. What do you think? She said, well, I wouldn't say it. What would you say? What would you say here? You got me straight tripping, boo. What was that again? You got me straight tripping, boo.
I am screaming. That was brilliant on her part, too, because they might have wrote some real whack.
Yeah, nah, she cooked that line so well. I remember it being in the trailer for the movie.
Yeah, they used it.
That
might
be the only part of the movie that I remember.
Yeah.
It's still funny seeing that come out of his face.
It is.
You know, where you're like.
But he says it's so cool now because he's so used to saying it.
You think he said that in real life to people?
Probably not. He's Canadian. He has been funny like on TV for like 30, 40 years.
Yeah, he's been here since Jesus was born. Yeah.
Gary, okay, hold on. I am legit curious about this. Do you work with some millennials? Do you use any young people slang?
No.
No?
I don't use young people slang, honey, but I hear it.
Like, do you ever, like, cap or no cap?
Yeah, because it took me a while to know what that meant.
It took me a minute, too.
Yeah, because I'm like, cap, but they said cap mean
lie.
You're fronting?
Yeah, okay, like, it's kind of like saying that. Fronting is like the 90s.
Yeah. What about busing?
A guy told me that. He said, I want to
bust.
Different meaning now.
Moving on. Kelly Osbourne Osbourne shared a near-death experience on her family's podcast, The Osbournes. Check it out.
You shot me.
In the leg.
And I almost died.
Yeah, but come on. What kind of gun was it?
It was a pellet gun, but
right.
Mom, it went straight through my leg and out the other side.
You can still kill someone with a pellet gun.
Well, if you clap somebody at close range with a BB gun, depending on the magnitude or the air cartridge you're using, it could pierce the skin. You ain't gonna die.
Yeah, you're not gonna die.
If you die over that, it was your time.
Somebody help me, though. Does Ozzy look like Charlie Chaplin?
Well, Ozzy?
He looked like
one of the dudes from A Clockwork Orange. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
He does look like one of the guys from Clockwork Orange. Gary, do you remember Charlie Chaplin?
I sure do.
Wow.
Gary remember Charlie since the first Easter. He knows.
I can tell you guys a quick story real quick. So my sister and I were throwing a baseball back and forth in the front yard Sunday morning before going to church.
You got
and
shot.
Nope, throwing a baseball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And I'll never forget because I was throwing it, and she used to have to stick her glove out, or she's kind of chasing it, and she got frustrated, and she goes, "Throw it at me." And I said, "All right." And then I threw it, and it landed and broke her nose.
Oh, my God.
You Marsha your sister?
Yeah. And she's crying, and mom, and we're in, like, pastels headed to church, and she's bleeding.
Did I play baseball before you go to church?
Well, we were ready, and we were young, so we were just outside playing in the yard.
We couldn't get dirty.
It's like, meet the
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's so true.
Oh God.
Yeah, you tussle before church,
this time
your parents are gonna take you out of here.
You're going to see the Lord, honey.
Yeah, you're gonna be on point for church.
You mean Jesus that day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, was Beyonce always the woman of Jay-Z's dreams? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And welcome back.
Hey!
Now, thank you to the internet gods. A 1998 interview with Jay-Z pre-Beyonce has resurfaced. The interview, not only did he talk about never being in love, but he described his ideal mate. Now, Jay-Z said,
"She's witty, definitely witty. Like a sharp person, not silly, just intelligent. Can get a joke, you know what I mean? Can watch an episode of Seinfeld holding her stomach."
Worst Jay-Z ever, I know, I'm sorry.
No,
It's close.
Yeah, Jay-Z the frog.
That was like JY, very close, very close.
It just needed a little more bass, that was all, just a little more bass.
Yeah, like my throat ain't hitting that octave today. Yeah.
Boys.
Oh. But so, do you think that like described Beyonce perfectly?
No.
Cause like, you don't really know what Beyonce's personality is.
Yeah. That sound more like free.
Free?
Well, maybe that's what he was describing at that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were said to be, you know.
Yeah.
Have you guys ended up with your dream mate? The mate you guys always dreamt of?
I mean, on TV, I'm supposed to say yeah, I guess, right?
Oh.
It worked out. It worked out. But I didn't have like an ideal situation overall that I painted. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I didn't have this hierarchy.
So you were
open. Like, this person got to be this, and that. Yeah. Like,
you were just open.
You just got to help me stay alive, man.
Yeah. All right.
How about you?
Yeah. I ain't got nobody. I'm single.
Yeah. Brad seems pretty happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm still
worked out for Brad.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
Gary?
I'm still burning a candle, baby.
Well, that is all for today, but make sure you come back tomorrow for more of your ideal show. It's your fan right here, Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.